back here on Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith. We are talking this week with CEOs and leaders from across the D.C. area about leadership. We want to find out what's in the portfolio of these leaders, and we're going to find out on Leaders Portfolio. I also want to remind you to nominate a business or individual right now for the 2010 Leaders Portfolio Awards for Business Leader of the Year and Leadership Business of the Year. We are asking for your input. You can nominate someone you know. You can nominate someone you've heard on air. You can nominate your boss. You can nominate a client. So that's what the Leadership Business of the Year and the Business Leader of the Year, we're looking for that. Okay, on Leaders Portfolio today, this person started with a $2,000 loan from their mom, turned it into an Inc. 500 company, rated in 1997 Inc. 500 company. It's the founder of VIP Desk, Mary Naylor. She'll be on the show today, as well as the chairman of the board of Altum, Ken Fang. They just launched a UK subsidiary this year, and we're going to talk to them about that a little bit later. Our first guest in the Leaders Portfolio studio today, the president and CEO of Blue Sky Factory, Greg Cangelosi. Welcome, Greg, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate you having me on.
Blue Sky Factory, founded in 2001, is an Inc. 5000 ranked company based in Baltimore, Maryland, is an email service provider. What do you provide, folks?
So very simply, we are a leading email marketing service provider. So what we do is we help businesses communicate with their customers using email marketing. We do that through two ways. We have a self-service hosted platform called Publicaster, which is our proprietary product. We license that out to about 600 customers who can do it themselves. So they go on, they set up their campaigns, they deploy them, and they can track and report. And the other way we do it is we have a full-service agency in-house. So we can put the plan together, the creative together, and do all the deployment of the campaigns and make sure that the clients are getting, you know, an effective ROI using email marketing.
Now, we're speaking with Greg Cangelosi. He's the president and CEO of Blue Sky Factory. And you created a white paper on mobile email marketing.
Yes, we launched that last year. Yep. Again, just to be kind of ahead of the trend in the mobile revolution, as businesses, as the mobile landscape changes, right, more and more businesses, it's going to be important for them to communicate to their customers in a mobile way, as well as the inbox, as well as a lot of other channels that are opening up. Most popular right now that's kind of got all the heat is the social web, tools like Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. Customers are actually communicating with brands on these different mediums. And so it's our mission to kind of say, give the business control over how they communicate with their customers over what channels, and let the customer be in control. So if you want to get information from us via mobile, SMS, we power our clients to send out SMS alerts for them. If you want a mobile application, that's something that we're putting into use as well. So you can do things through the apps.
Now, when you were little,
yes,
you wanted to be a fireman. And I thought this was interesting because
I think
running
the hook and ladder.
You did. You got to when you were a kid or now?
Oh, no. When I was obsessed with the hook and ladder. My grandfather was a fireman in New York City.
Okay,
and,
that's
know,
the
it was
connection.
Just kind of like one of those things where it was like, wow, this is cool. So, yeah, that was my early childhood. We changed those questions up on the website like once or twice a year. And this is the latest set.
And my thought when I saw this was he did become a fireman. Because he's running a company and running companies putting out fires.
Yeah, you know, I like to do the analogy of basically my analogy of running and growing a company, and I've basically worked myself out of every job in the company. We are not funded. We're not venture funded or PE funded. We have a banking relationship, but I started this company from the ground up with a gentleman named Richard Cruitt, and we hustled. But really what we've done is all you're doing is if you're growing a company, you're trading one set of challenges for the next or one set of problems for the next. And so that's, like you said, it's kind of like being a fireman.
How many employees do you have now?
We have 30 right now, and we're hiring.
And what's the biggest fire you've put out?
Oh, biggest fire I've put out. Jeez. Fortunately, my philosophy, especially when it comes to building a company and leadership, is it's all about the people. And so I'm fortunate to have a team around me that we don't let fires get too big before they really start getting out of control. So, I would say probably our client services group, we really invested heavy in that over the last 2 years because we realized the proportion of the number of clients we had versus the number of client service managers was way out of whack. And so maintaining quality of service and whatnot. Fortunately, we haven't had big fires where, there was we've lost a client due to this particular issue. But, we want to make sure that our clients are getting an optimal level of service. So we realized it was kind of like a wake-up call, if you will, not so much fire that, wow, we only have three people managing, 500 plus clients. Again, most of those are self-service using the application, and we do have a support department as well. But still, we felt like we were just leaving so much on the table from a relationship standpoint. And so we invested heavily in there before that kind of got out of control, because now we're pushing close to 700 clients And, you know, we have 7 client service managers. Again, 80% of our business is self-service. They're using the application. But that 20%, that it's high touch, a lot of face-to-face time, a lot of planning, a lot of strategy. You need really smart, sharp resources on staff to do that.
And let's talk a little bit about, we're speaking with Greg Cangiolisi, the president and CEO of Blue Sky Factor. I want to talk a little bit about advice generally you have for email marketers.
Sure, absolutely.
And or companies that use email marketing.
Yeah, well, the first thing I like to say is, you know, the customer database is one of the most valuable assets that any organization has. Email is a low-cost, targeted, and most importantly, a measurable marketing medium for businesses to be executing on. It's, and in some cases, you can kind of take the baby steps and get all the way up into the sophisticated stuff. So at the very, very, very least, customer or businesses should be collecting email addresses at every point of contact, obviously during a purchase or registration or even built into their website, you know, easily to sign up for our newsletter, if you will. The second part of that is fulfilling that promise. You don't want people to sign up and just build a list without sending something to them. So it's important that no matter what you're doing, even if it's the most basic email marketing, when somebody gives you their email address via the web, send them a welcome email immediately and welcome them to the list. The next step is to be consistent with an actual follow-up. So at the very base, we recommend that every business at least do a quarterly, if not a monthly newsletter, telling their customers, their prospects, what they're up to, new developments, maybe what's coming down the pipe, what events they may be at, maybe links to some recent blog posts if they're doing stuff like that, or writing articles or white papers or webinars. There's so much stuff that businesses are creating now. Email's a great way to kind of bring it all together. We call it the digital glue, if you will, of all the marketing. Bring it all together and send it to your clients. And then from there, it gets, you know, it can get more sophisticated as you start to break your customers into segments and whatnot. But on the base general 101 advice is to be consistent. Don't let long gaps of time go in between from the time you send your first communication to your next. People want, it's a relationship with the sender and the receiver. It's a relationship with the recipient and the brand. So be consistent and stay in their, you know, stay in their inbox, if you will.
But on the flip side of that, too many emails is annoyance,
absolutely,
right? Have you had companies that they send you like every day and you think, I will never order from this company?
Yeah, we just,
right?
We just went through that right a few weeks ago with the holiday season. You know, it's like, how many emails am I going to get a day from Brooks Brothers? Or how many emails am I going to get from ProFlowers?
Right,
you know?
Right.
They were sending me one in the morning and one at the end of the night, you know, before bed, saying, hey, we didn't get an order from me today. But
yeah, right.
They changed the spin. But yeah, that can be, you know, obviously frequency needs to be controlled. You know, list burn is a common problem.
I was going to say that the other problem, right, so as an organization shifting from mailing lists, right,
uh-huh,
and this is particularly probably unique too to nonprofits as well as profit,
right,
is that as you shift, you also, you know, there's a, as you said, a burn, I guess you call it a burn rate. Is that your?
So list churn. I mean, there's natural list attrition, right? Just because you have somebody's email address today doesn't mean they're going to stay on your list for forever, right? So
yep.
Every year there's a percentage of your list that's going to opt out or go bad, or people switch jobs or email addresses have been abandoned, et cetera. So it's important as marketers to keep on that, especially email marketers, because you don't want to be sending, especially in the world of deliverability and getting email through, that whole landscape has gotten very complex. And people think the act of sending emails is kind of simple.
Yeah.
It does seem very simple from the outside looking in, but it is very much a complex art. And there's a lot of pieces from getting the email to our system all the way to the end recipient's inbox. One of the things and keys to success is making sure you're removing bad email addresses, making sure when people complain and they start to perceive your email as spam that you remove them from your list, bounced emails, all those types of things. We need to pay attention to those and make sure that your lists are clean.
Excellent. Now, So does your advice differ for smaller businesses than larger businesses? And if so, give us some kind of principles that would be relevant to one or the other.
Yeah, so on smaller businesses, you know, it can be very much a sort of a 101 play with email marketing, monthly newsletter. Maybe that's kind of all you need, you know. It's a touch point for the customer, if you will. From a prospect standpoint, you should be doing a separate track for prospects. So if you had two different lists, one's your customers that are getting the your basic monthly newsletter, and those prospects can get them as well. But maybe the prospects you want to nurture along, as we call like drip campaigns. So maybe you touch them, you know, if they came in and expressed interest in your product or your service or your brand, maybe you send them a welcome email. Maybe a week later you send them another email. Maybe 3 weeks from there you send them a third email to kind of nurture them down the sales pipeline, if you will, and get them into your sales funnel. As you kind of move up the chain, if you look at email marketing as a pyramid, you know, at the bottom of the pyramid, very, very basic stuff. You know, I hate to say batch and blast, but you know what I mean? We're all one communication to the entire database. as you start moving up the pyramid, you start getting more towards a one-to-one, heavily segmented database strategy, if you will. So all of a sudden, it's looking at, you know, what people are doing, what they're clicking on. They're showing you what they're interested in, what they're not interested in. And that's where you start making segments of your database and start sending more targeted, relevant content to them in order to get an increased response rate. So you get, as you move up the pyramid, it can get very sophisticated.
And I want to ask you now, we're speaking with Greg Cangelosi.
Yes.
He's the president and CEO of Blue Sky. I'm going to get it better by the end of the
That's
segment.
Perfect.
I'll have it. Italian.
Cangelosi,
right?
Yeah.
I want to ask you your leadership philosophy.
My leadership philosophy is, you know, very simple. I believe in, again, going back to my earlier comment, it's all about the people, right? I'm not a micromanager. I believe in two things, work hard and play hard, and I believe in the get it done leadership and lead by example. So I empower all of the managers in my company to kind of run their departments as they will, the COO to run the daily operations of the business, the client services team, the product team, the marketing team, the sales team. We have leaders in each one of them. And so I basically am there to give advice and guide and make the hard decisions. But my leadership philosophy is to empower your people and build trust and show them that you trust them. And the other part of it is when it starts to work, as it's been working for us, is when you have the entire company aligned with common goals and the common vision. That, you know, we're going to be 9 in March. And I would say we're really just kind of getting good at that now over the last few years. It's taken quite a while, very organic process to understand, you know, getting the entire company, albeit we're 30 people, but, you know, tied to a common vision, tied to a common goal. On an annual basis, we're doing our whole meeting on the 14th of January. We're setting our company plan for the year and laying out all the strategies. But really empowering my people is my leadership philosophy to make the decisions they need to make and then always, you know, being a resource for them.
Excellent, Greg. Well, I want to wish you best of luck with all of
Thanks,
that in
Rebecca.
The future and your upcoming strategy plan
I
for the future.
I appreciate that. Yes, absolutely. 2010 is going to be a big year for us.
Good for you. Excellent, excellent. Of course, you can check out Greg's audiocast at leadersportfolio.com, leadersportfolio.com. Thanks to our sponsors, Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, a development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you're trying to reach the business and leadership community directly, consider being a part of Leaders Portfolio sponsorship. We'd love to have you. We'll be back after this.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.